Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tvärkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.
Hello and welcome to show 141 of our podcast, Absolutely Intercultural. My name is Laurent Borgmann and today I will talk about an intercultural exchange student's blog, about a day in the life of a foreign student and about the latest news of the National Youth Orchestra of Iraq. But first, let us start with an insight into the life of Lucy Warren, the committed member of our team and an exchange student from Australia, who is going to take us with her on a typical day in her life here in Germany, in our first category, Absolutely Daily. In our little teaser, we actually follow her into the shower.
So we've got to take a nice long shower to get ready for the stress of today. You know what they say about Remagen exchange students? Work hard, then play hard.
Then, in our second category, Absolutely Ambitious, I will interview Nadia Kokareva. She is the CEO, the president of a simulated company, Oracle. This is a company founded in one of my courses, International Business Simulations, and this group of students was involved in the project with the National Youth Orchestra of Iraq. So Nadia is the CEO of that company, and she's going to share her experiences which she made on her way up to the top of the company hierarchy.
That was actually meant to be my refreshment course, just to refresh my English knowledge, but somehow it turned out to be a very intensive integration course.
In our third category, Absolutely Blogged, Adelheid Korb is going to tell us about a blog that she's in charge of. At Rhein-A Campus, she's responsible for the incoming exchange students, and the blog is about the daily life of these students who visit Germany for a semester or two. It also gives future students an idea of what they can expect from their stay.
It's also for prospective exchange students, so they get a better idea of what it feels like to be on this campus. It's a more lively, in a sense, more intimate report of what is happening here.
In our last category, Absolutely Ambitious Part 2, I will talk to Lucy Warren, who we heard in our first category too. She's also involved in the company Oracle, and she is the public relations manager of the company. She will tell us about her experiences and what the regular work of a PR manager is all about.
So every week, on the Thursday morning, when I went to write the email to Paul, I had to be very careful not to stress him out because there's so much going on. I needed to be very clear about what messages, what information we wanted for him, and also to present the results to him.
But now let us start with our show. My students know that intercultural experience abroad, which is documented on their CVs, can be a competitive advantage when they are looking for a job. This means they have to leave their intercultural comfort zones and broaden their horizons by studying or working in a different country. It may seem a huge step, but it really helps students understand intercultural differences, learn other languages, and prepare themselves for their future business lives, where they will have to deal with different cultures in different situations. So it seems like a must-have to go abroad. And that is what Lucy Warren, an Australian student from the University of the Sunshine Coast, did. She has spent a whole year away from her home university at the German partner university, doing a combination of studying and internship abroad. Before she left, she documented one of her typical days. Let us listen to how she starts her day, what helps her clear her mind, and which free time activities she indulged in during her stay. We have to warn our young listeners that the second scene, where we follow Lucy in the shower, may contain some nudity. But I think we'll get away with that on an audio podcast.
Is it really time to get up again? I guess now I really have to get up. It's about 9:30 a.m. and the sun is shining and I'm in bed and everybody's waiting for me at uni. So I guess I should get up.
Usually in the mornings when I have my morning shower, I think about what needs to be done that day. As an exchange student, my schedule varies from day to day, and I never know what I have to do that day until I really make my to-do list in the shower. Today, I have to go into the office with Emishot because we're doing an internship for the Languages and International Department at Ryanair Campus. We get to help out in one of the courses, International Business Simulations. They're holding a press conference for the National Youth Orchestra of Iraq, and me and Emishot get to be involved. So, gotta take a nice long shower to get ready for the stress of today. You know what they say about Remag and exchange students? Work hard, then play hard.
I'm sitting in International Business Simulations class. We are talking about the press conference that we will hold next week for International Business Simulations. We're going to hold it for the National Youth Orchestra of Iraq, and we're going to invite our clients Paul McAlinden and Dr. Palm. The class is currently discussing how the press conference is going to run, who's going to speak, what are we going to do after, and what results we're going to present. The press conference is going to be a huge deal because even reporters are coming, and we're hoping to raise more awareness of the youth orchestra. So here I am outside the Mensa ready to go eat with my friends. We have a vegetarian and normal menu to choose from today. But since I can't really do justice to the pronunciation of the German meals, I'll get my German friend to read them for you.
So today we have a typical German meal. It's gefüllter Germknödel mit Vanillesoße und Fruchtsalat.
Is that the vegetarian one?
Yes, it is.
And what's the normal one? That sounds weird.
The normal one is Asia-Pfanne mit Barmi Goreng und Asia-Nudeln. So it's like an Asian menu with rice or noodles.
So I decided to choose the Asian option today. Looks pretty good, better than what I would be able to cook for myself at home. So all my friends are sitting around me, everyone's sharing jokes and having a great time. In the afternoons, I always come and do exercise because at the gym in Remagen, Austauschstudentens, which is exchange students, can get the membership for not much money. I usually do the step classes to work off all the German food I eat each day, as the German food is a little bit heavier than what I'm used to back in Australia. Okay, now I must get back to exercise. Be right back.
So it's almost 11 o'clock and I'm so exhausted from the day. Can't wait to get into my bed and go to sleep. But just before I go to bed, I usually open the window to get some fresh air while I sleep. And then I get into bed, turn the light off, and go to sleep. Gute Nacht!
Wow, that sounded like a very exciting and action-packed day for an exchange student. I was, of course, a little shocked to hear that students do recordings in my classes without my noticing it. But Lucy calmed me down afterwards and told me that during her time abroad, she somehow tried out things that she had never done before. She also spent more time meeting new people and creating networks, visiting places and traveled all around Europe. So I agree that she really got the most out of her stay, and we are very proud of her. If in our audience there are students who want to make similar experiences, please feel free to contact us, because we always like to have international students on campus, and we are always looking for interns too. So go out and internationalize yourselves. Let us now turn to a Russian student who also likes to take risks and jumps in at the deep end. Nadia Kukareva came to our university less than a year ago. She enrolled on one of my courses, International Business Simulations, and there we simulated a company called Oracle, which helped Paul McAlinden and his National Youth Orchestra of Iraq to promote their work. Nadia is the president of the company, and she will tell us what she experienced during the course, what she learned from the experience, and how this course helped her prepare for her future working life.
That was the second class. Somehow people voted and unexpectedly I became the president. I didn't realize at that moment that it was actually meant to be my refreshment course, just to refresh my English knowledge, but somehow it turned out to be a very intensive integration course. Me and my German and international colleagues, that's what I didn't expect.
So being a CEO of the company made it easier for you to integrate with the other Germans and with the other foreigners?
Yeah, sure. I believe when people have one aim, one task, they unite somehow. And I got so much support from everybody in terms of practically all the aspects of the works. And it did so much fun. And I believe we cooperated greatly. And all the nationalities, they could contribute some things which were necessary for the common task. But I believe the project gave me so many first experiences, including this podcast. And it was difficult to be there and to know everything what is happening. I've learned how to live online, to be always available, to check my mail, to check Facebook accounts, to talk to people right away. That was a valuable experience, and I'm sure that will be even more valuable in my future life.
How does the project change the relationship between Arabic and Kurdish people?
The first association which we have, this is the Ruin Company, which is constantly being bombed, and we don't expect this company to bring up such beautiful music. And I believe that helps us, the Europeans, to change our opinion, to break the stereotypes, and I believe that's great.
What is your learning curve? Where did you develop on the course?
I believe due to the course I've become really well organized and structured. During the course I managed to do so many things during 24 hours which I could never imagine to handle even within a week.
Gosh, that sounds pretty amazing. It is true that this course encourages students to professionalize themselves in the sheltered environment of a university setting. The course managed and promoted the social media for the National Youth Orchestra of Iraq, and the success was celebrated in a final press conference. So congratulations to Nadia and her whole team. In our next category, Absolutely Blogged, Adelheid Kopp will tell us how the exchange students at Rhein-Ahr Campus document their experiences and their daily lives on a blog, so that everyone who is interested in their progress is able to follow them online with text and pictures. But which areas of their lives do the students actually document? And who manages the updates on the blog? And who is the intended readership? Adelheid will tell us about the blog and her role in it.
About a year ago, we initiated a student blog where the exchange students talk about their experiences here at Rhein-Ahr campus and in Germany in general. They post contributions about once a week, sometimes more often if interesting things happen. And I really love reading those contributions because it gives me an insight into what my students are interested in, what their problems are to some extent, but also what they really enjoy doing here at Rhein-Ahr Campus or in Germany.
Okay, now this sounds like you only read these postings when they are already online.
I do have access to the blog and I sometimes go in there and correct the most obvious spelling mistakes.
Okay.
But apart from that, it's completely under the control of the exchange students.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't take any kind of content monitoring. It's hosted on a blog page, but there is a link from our university international website to the blog. And I've sent this, the address to all our partner universities,
okay.
And the response was quite positive. And I must admit, I haven't heard of any other similar exercises by other universities.
That's interesting. This would have been my next question, actually. Who is the intended readership?
I think the circle of readers has now widened. In the beginning, it was more the partner universities, but now I think it's the friends of the exchange students. This
mm-hmm.
is one way of communicating with their friends at home. Letting them know what's happening. It's also for prospective exchange students so they get a better idea of what it feels like to be on this campus. It's a more lively, in a sense, more intimate report of what is happening here than we would give on our official website.
Now, did you teach them to do this?
These blogs are very easy to run, and I just tell them how to get in there, and basically they run the whole thing themselves.
Even uploading pictures?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In a lot of cases, the students know more than I do, and
okay.
sometimes I have to ask the students how to
how
do things. The most recent postings are about going home and talking about their feelings, but there are also postings about travels that they've done within Germany or within Europe, sometimes even about academic experiences that they've had. So it's a variety of different topics, which I like.
I also read the blog regularly, and I'm always excited to find new stories and adventures that I did not even know about. If you want to have a look at the blog as well, you can find the link on our website at absolutely-intercultural.com. So check it out and check the exchange students' adventures and see how they share their experiences with the world. One of our current incoming students, as you know, is Lucy Warren, and you may remember her from several interviews on shows this year. In our last category, Absolutely Ambitious Part 2, she's going to tell us more about her job in the simulated company Oracle. While Nadia, as we heard, is the CEO of that simulated company, which is helping the National Youth Orchestra of Iraq promote their visit to Bonn this autumn through the social media, Lucy is actually the PR manager of that same company. Lucy tells us what her main tasks have been and how this practical experience may be a little different from learning the theory of PR work from a textbook.
Yes, so I was one of the public relations managers for the organization, and that meant I contacted directly to the client, which was Paul McAlinden, who is actually the conductor for the National Youth Orchestra of Iraq, and I had to convey all the messages from the group and any concerns, queries, more information I needed to contact on behalf of the organization. And this was quite difficult actually, because I studied public relations back in Australia, and so I thought this would be a great testing ground to try out my skills for real life. But it turned out that this was a very, very real life project. Beethoven Fest is just around the corner. You know, their PR and all the happenings going on with the orchestra was in full swing, all the fundraising, and our project was smack dab in the middle of it. So every week, on the Thursday morning, when I went to write the email to Paul, I had to be very careful not to stress him out because there's so much going on. I needed to be very clear about what messages, what information we wanted for him, and also to present the results to him, because we had done quite a lot of good results in the class.
Tell us a little bit about the challenges of being somewhere in the middle between, I think there were a dozen or more of the people who worked for the company, and the client on the other side.
Yes, it was a bit psychological actually. I learned how to filter the messages. I think that's a really key part of public relations, and it was very important in these projects actually, because maybe the client said something, or maybe someone in our group said something, and the PR person has to filter the message and make sure that the email and the communication is all packaged up in a nice, important message so that everybody can understand and get what everyone wants out of it.
What is your learning curve? Where did you develop on the course?
I learned that if you can support someone, why not support them? You know, you don't have to donate money or instruments. You can even support someone with the click of a mouse. If you've got a Facebook account, if you've got a YouTube account, all you have to do is go to the page, like it, read the information, and you're already supporting the cause.
And the students have really given their best to support the National Youth Orchestra of Iraq. Like Lucy, most students enjoyed that they had the opportunity to put their theoretical knowledge from the lectures to the test in some practical projects. Now, that's it for today. We heard about the National Youth Orchestra of Iraq and how this was a practical work experience for the students. Furthermore, we heard how the exchange students of Rhein-Ahr campus use an international blog to distribute their experiences abroad with friends and family. And we also gained an insight into a typical day of an exchange student who we followed from the morning to the moment when she goes to bed. Very exciting and very entertaining. Thanks to all who have contributed to this podcast. Our next show will be coming to you from Anne Fox in Denmark on the 19th of August. Until then, bleiben Sie absolut interkulturell.
Absolutely intercultural.
Vollständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturellisch.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.